Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. You know that feeling when you've got a million things on your plate, but somehow that super important project keeps getting pushed to tomorrow? Yeah, procrastination is a beast we all wrestle with, right? But what if I told you there are some seriously cool ways to outsmart it, using the power of dopamine itself? That's what we're diving into today. We're talking about dopamine hacks, clever strategies that leverage your brain's reward system to get you pumped and actually excited about tackling those tasks you've been avoiding. Sounds pretty awesome, right? So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and let's get this party started. First things first, understand what dopamine is all about. It's like your brain's little feel-good chemical released when we do something pleasurable. Think of that amazing feeling you get after crushing a workout, finishing a delicious meal, or even scrolling through your social feed for just a few minutes. Guilty. The problem is, our brains are wired to seek out those quick dopamine hits, and sometimes that leads us down the rabbit hole of procrastination. We're tempted by those instant rewards, forgetting about the bigger picture, the awesome feeling of accomplishment we'll get after actually getting stuff done. So, how do we hack this system? Here are five key strategies to help you overcome procrastination using dopamine hacks. 1. Chunk it down. Ever looked at a massive project and felt completely overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. That's where chunking comes in. Break down that big task into smaller, more manageable chunks. It might seem like just rearranging the furniture, but trust me, this makes a huge difference. Suddenly, instead of staring down a mountain, you're tackling a bunch of mini peaks. Each completed chunk gives you a little dopamine hit, keeping you motivated and moving forward. 2. Reward yourself. This one's a no-brainer. We all love rewards, right? So why not use them to your advantage? Set up a system where you reward yourself after completing each chunk of work. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. A quick coffee break, listening to your favorite song, or even just 5 minutes of mindless scrolling can do the trick. 3. The 2-minute rule. This is a game changer. If a task takes less than 2 minutes, do it right away. Checking your email, responding to a quick text, organizing your desk, these little things often get piled up and create that feeling of being overwhelmed. By tackling them instantly, you prevent that snowball effect and free up mental space for bigger tasks. 4. Find your flow. Ever get so engrossed in something that time just melts away? That's flow state, a beautiful experience where you're completely absorbed in what you're doing. To tap into this, choose tasks you genuinely enjoy or find stimulating. 5. Create a dopamine-friendly environment. Think about your surroundings and how they impact your focus. Is your workspace cluttered? Are there distractions constantly vying for your attention? Take some time to curate an environment that supports productivity and minimizes distractions. This could mean anything from decluttering your desk to silencing notifications on your phone. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you've got this huge essay due next week, and the thought of starting it sends shivers down your spine. Been there, done that. Instead of staring at the blank page in terror, you break it down into smaller chunks. Research, outlining, writing the introduction, body paragraphs, conclusion, editing. After each chunk, you reward yourself with a quick walk outside or listening to your favorite podcast episode. Suddenly, the essay doesn't seem so daunting anymore. And remember, this isn't about becoming a robot who works non-stop. It's about finding a rhythm that works for you and using these strategies to build momentum and get things done without feeling constantly drained. So there you have it, 5 powerful dopamine hacks to help you conquer procrastination and unlock your productivity potential. Remember, the key is to experiment, find what works best for you, and be kind to yourself along the way. Want more actionable tips like this? make sure to subscribe to the Dopamine Fast so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little motivation. Until next time, keep pushing forward and crushing your goals. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.